Our third outcome says, explain and demonstrate five key biblical principles of prayer as the basis for all ministries. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of the men and women of God praying to Him. Some are prayers of adoration or praise. For example, in Psalm 111, we read, "Praise the Lord! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in Him. Full of splendor and majesty is His work, and His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant forever. He has shown His people the power of His works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of His hands are faithful and just. All His precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to His people. He has commanded His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have good understanding. His praise endures forever." Some are prayers of confession. For example, Psalm 51:1-4. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment." As Andrew C. Thompson rightly reminds us, the Bible assures us that sincere confession before God will be met with forgiveness. We see this in 1 John 1:9, which says, "If we confess our sins, He who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So prayers of confession ought to be a regular part of our spiritual lives as we become transformed into the people God would have us be. There are also many prayers of thanksgiving in the Bible. For example, Psalm 118:21 says, "I thank you, you have answered me and have become my salvation." Of course, there are also prayers of supplication, which are prayers where we make our requests known to God. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." In the Bible, we see many types of requests, which include prayers for healing, deliverance, guidance, etc. God is a loving Father, and He wants us to express our requests to Him, and He will answer them according to His will. These four types of prayer are all found in the Lord's Prayer, which is our perfect model. "Pray then like this," said Jesus, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Matthew 6:9-15. Jesus Himself often withdrew to spend times of prayer with His Father, and therefore so should we. Randy Mason, in his article 5 Principles of Prayer, suggests the following. 1. Pray by faith, believing. In Mark 11:24, Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." 2. Pray, trusting God. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight." 3. Pray fervently. James 5:16b says, "The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." 4. Pray ceaselessly. Pray until the answer comes. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us, "Pray without ceasing." 5. Pray with godly character. We cannot come boldly to the throne of grace and expect God to answer our prayers if our life does not reflect Christ-like conduct. Psalm 66 verse 18 reminds us, "If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened."